just wait until the Golden State Valkyrie start playing basketball. Three games in, we going to be championship. Hell, Joe Lacob already said we're going to win a championship in the first 5 years.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Hey, no, we're not going to do that. Especially with the new coach, the first ever coach of the Golden State Valkyries, Natalie Nicasse, by way of the Las Vegas Aces, a two-time champion, of course, as they went back-to-back, almost repeated, fell to the New York Liberty, but a hell of a run for these last 3 years, of course. And Natalie, of course, the first ever head coach of the Golden State Valkyries, joins us here on the River Islands guest line. Don't forget, all guests are on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Coach, so good for you to spend some time with us. There's a lot going on with the Valkyries, and congratulations to you. I know this is a long time coming. You've been a coach for a long, long time. You even had a cup of coffee in the NBA with the LA Clippers. Congratulations, Coach. Well deserved.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. No, I'm really excited to be here. I'm excited to meet you guys. I'm just ready to work.
Yeah,
to
no, hey, you, Jess, and the whole crew, man, you guys have been doing work down there with the Valkyries, and we can't wait to meet you as well. First for us, you found out about the expansion draft. It's December 6th with the expansion draft, and then I believe you guys have the fifth pick in the next year's draft for the WNBA. So what is tell us about yourself, man. You played at UCLA. You've been a lifer. What did you play? What position? Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I started playing basketball when I was six. My dad had three girls. He was hoping, you know, I was going to be a boy. I was the third child. I was supposed to be Nathan, the whole nine yards. But no, he raised us like three little basketball players. So basically, his passion turned into mine. Played point guard. I'm 5'1" and 3'4". Hey, I got to own that.
Hey, point guard. They call that point guard at UCLA. That's what I heard.
I may never heard that, but that's okay. I mean, I'll take it. But no, just love basketball. I actually can't, you know, breathe without it. It's definitely my passion. And then obviously having an opportunity, you hear Joe Lacob, you hear the Warriors, you know, while I was coaching at the Clippers, I mean, they won 2015, 17, 18. Okay, I went to Vegas. Now they're in 22. I'm like, yo, what's going on there? I would love to work for him. I'm sure you've met him. He's a great, great human being. At the same time, but like his passion and his energy on how he like accomplishes goals. And like, I like it. He manifests, right? He manifests, mm-hmm. He says it out there. And then, you know, he puts a lot of work behind it.
Bonte referenced some of the dates for when you guys can start getting players and whatnot. And I was listening to you with Fitz and Buki the other night. You did a great job on the telecast. But tell the Bay Area about yourself, because I think we should do some rat-a-tat-tatting. We got to know who you are, because you don't have any players right now. We don't even know what scheme we're going to run. So let's do a quick little rapid fire. I've got some great questions here, so you can explain to our Bay Area audience who you are as a person. Favorite cuisine?
Oh, cuisine. I mean,
LA girl.
Jesus. Is this rapid
fire? Just rapid fire. Like, do you DoorDash burritos the most? Or is it Italian food? Or sushi? Like, what are we doing here? Let's go.
I don't, number one, never DoorDash sushi coming from a Japanese person. Okay. Like, never that? Do that.
I do.
That's just straight pizza and pasta, like, if you're going to DoorDash. But, like, going to a restaurant, that's, like, steak, medium, potatoes on the side, veggies on the side.
Hold on, because I'm with you. I never DoorDash sushi. You go get the sushi. Sushi. I don't know what you're asking. He's from San Francisco. I don't know where he got that from. But you grew up in L.A. You grew up in L.A. What's your favorite restaurant in L.A.? Was it Mexican food? Was it Italian? What was it?
Oh, Don Antonio's was my spot in Santa Monica. Okay. It's a staple in college. And then, obviously, Kazunori, it's a Japanese, like, sushi spot where you can just roll up and you just have those hand rolls ready. Oh, like, man. The noti is ready.
I like how coach is talking.
Favorite player growing up? Any sport?
Ooh, come on. Give me a tie. I got Magic Johnson as a point guard and then Michael Jordan. Like, you have to be the all-time best.
Ooh, but did you grow up a Laker fan?
Yes.
So, Kobe, I'm surprised. That's okay.
Quiet.
No, yeah, very quiet. Yeah, we don't talk about those things around here. We know that. But I'm surprised. I only asked that because I'm surprised you didn't say Kobe Bryant.
Well, I mean, I grew up when I was young. I was watching, you know, Magic Johnson and Michael. Like, those were there. And then as I coached, I mean, I was coaching against Kobe. But, course, Kobe comes right. He's right there. But, I mean, Magic Johnson with the point guards, the flashiness, you know, having fun, Showtime. I'm like, how do you not want to be a part of that or be like that?
Yeah, that's true.
Favorite social media account to follow?
Oh, God.
I'm not big on social, but hey, okay. We're going with the Valkyries.
All right, we go.
What's your favorite guilty pleasure television show? Bontaze is The Real Housewives.
Oh, stop.
Oh, God. You know what I'm actually like in love with right now is The Bear.
Good Farhan.
Oh, yeah. He is intense. I don't know if you guys seen it, it's the same thing as basketball. You got to work as a team.
So, Coach, when I meet you, I'm sorry to cut you off, but The Real Housewife, I can't let that go over because that's Chasky's guilty pleasure. Love is Blind.
Actually.
He loves Love is Blind and Real Housewives and all that
90
stuff.
90 Day Fiance.
But The Bear, I got to say, I fell off of season 3. I still haven't completed the last 4 episodes. I thought they lost a little luster.
Yeah, I went somewhere else. They really kind of, I think, tried to draw a different, look of, what we're watching. But I kind of just, honestly, I went back to go watch 1 and 2, and then I watched 3 again because I'm like, why are they going this direction? But my whole point was the intensity of once they open the restaurant, every second counts. So I'm bringing the every possession counts with me.
I like that.
That to me was because it's intense, but you guys got to work together. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be obviously arguments, but that's a basketball game. I'm sure you've seen it. Yep. It's not okay, great job, everyone. No, you get in each other's face, you tell them where to go, and it's just, I love it. I love intensity.
Speaking of intensity, what's the latest or earliest in the day or in the early evening that Joe Lacob has texted you about strategies, players, et cetera?
No, I haven't. I'm just going to be honest. I haven't gotten that. I haven't gotten that early text, but his message, again, still with me, that first conversation, I mean, it's printed, I feel right in front of my forehead where I see it every morning, championship 5 years, championship. I got it.
This is interesting because now you have Joe Lacob. You were with the Clippers from 2018 to 2020. Steve Ballmer, Doc Rivers. Then you go to the Aces, win a couple of championships. You got Becky Hammon, who I think one day is going to be a coach in the NBA. And then you got Mark Davis owning the damn team. So you've been around some great owners. What did you learn from Doc and Steve Ballmer with your days with the Clippers? Where's your big takeaway?
Doc Rivers, to me, he impacted me because he gave me a voice, right? He didn't look at me, let's just be real. He didn't look at me as a female. He looked at me as a coach. And Doc really gave me my voice because he's like, hey, whatever you see, I want to know. And you don't get that a lot with coaches. And also, when he found out I wanted to be a head coach, he's like, nah, he goes, here's some advice. I'm just going to let you know. He's like, just be yourself. He's like, do not coach like me. He's like, because players smell the BS. He's like, when you give them BS, he's like, you're going to lose them. So he's just like, just be yourself. He's like, and that's good enough. So I owe a lot to Doc. And then obviously T. Lou. I was under T. Lou.
Oh, yeah,
he was obviously a very close friend of mine right now. And T. Lou was just like, go kill it. You're ready. You know, and so hearing that. And then obviously the adjustments T. Lou does, he's a savant with basketball. And also T. Lou's one of the best communicators I've ever seen. So that's really what I learned from those two. I owe a lot to those two.
What was your biggest shock coming to the Bay Area? Was it real estate prices? Was it the fact that you have to wear a sweatshirt everywhere you go with layered clothing? I know it was hot the last week, but that's not real. What was the biggest shock when you got to the Bay Area where you didn't expect it to be the way it was?
I mean, I was warned about the real estate numbers. I was warned, but until you actually see the space that you're getting, you know, I really kind of am, you know, but again, the views, right? I'm going to take in the views, the water, you know, you got to kind of take what they give you. And again, the weather's, I think it's amazing. I think it's great. I like wearing hoodies. So I'm all for it.
Yeah, we love hoodies and peacoats up here in the Bay Area. We're talking to the new head coach, the first ever head coach of the Golden State Valkyries, Natalie Nicasse, here on the River Islands guest line. How many trips did you make to the Bay Area being from L.A.? You played at UCLA. Obviously, you play Stanford and Cal, so you make that yearly trip. But was there anything as a kid? Did your dad just drive up to the Bay and say, hey, let's go check out the Bay Area?
Yeah, we did, but it was actually just straight to, you know, gyms, honestly. Mm. We just went straight there because my dad, whether it was a game, it was just okay, let's find a gym to where you could shoot before the tournament. Or it was hey, there's an outside court. He literally one time pulled over. He's like, there's an outside court. I was like, yeah, I see it, Dad. There it is. He's like, you're going to get out and you're going to get some shots up. And I'm like, dang, this is Okay. But yeah, so that's really just what I remember. But obviously, you know, shout out to Tara, like at Stanford. Come on, man. Like, yeah. Legendary coach.
Yep.
We struggled beating them. Actually, we never beat them when I was there. We beat them at home, but we never beat them. I'm like, dude, they have some type of like curse on us when we play, you know, but nah, Tara's is, she's amazing. And credit to her and, you know, congratulations on her retirement.
How often have you talked to Steph Curry?
Oh, I haven't.
What?
Not yet.
Yeah. Well, the king over here can maybe make that happen.
No,
you know,
Fonte's
the king of media in the Bay Area. He does Warrior pre and post. Steph Curry will stop what he's doing to go over to dap him up. So maybe B can help make that connection.
Natalie, you have a key card to Chase Center. I walk up to Chase Center. They're like, you got to wait. I got to sign all kind of paperwork, documents, and everything like that. They don't let me out of the gatehouse. They don't even let me inside that gym anymore. All I do is cause trouble, coach. But seriously here, because you will talk to Steph, and I'm sure you're going to be around there.
He'll be front row. I already know it.
I can't wait for the games, the Valkyrie games. All right, I'm on the season tickets and everything. I cannot wait. I don't even want to work. I just want to enjoy the game as a fan. But how do you visualize? When you visualize what the Valkyries will look like on the court, what brand of basketball do you see your team playing under you?
Mm-hmm. Defense is going to be where we're going to hang our hat. We're going to be gritty. We're going to be physical. We're going to be disruptive. I watched that game, Golden State versus Kings, and like I could just see us just have so much toughness on defense to where our defense is going to create offense. I want easy buckets. Just right out of the gates. We're going to be probably a little bit younger, so I want high energy. And then offensively, we are going to pass that ball. That ball is going to be passed. I've learned a lot, again, like I said, from this championship culture here with Golden State, and you cannot guard ball movement. Ball movement is unguardable. Like, isolation, no. The Curry, the Draymond, going back with Clay, like, Clay, everything he did was catch and shoot.
Yeah.
And then dribble the ball, you know, so I want that ball to be moved, and we're going to play with a lot of energy.
I love that. I love that. I can't wait. I can't wait for you guys to have this draft, December 6th, the expansion draft, and then later on, of course, the draft and then free agency. It's a hotbed. It's going to be an attractive destination here in the Bay Area. Natalie DeCasa here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. Coach, best of luck to you. So good to meet you. Can't wait to talk to you again. We love your energy. We love your passion. Obviously, ball is life for you, so we can't wait to meet you in person.
Thank you, guys, and I can't wait to see you guys at the game.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be pointing at you. What's the play call, maybe? So be ready.
Coach, if you want, I go to a lot of high school girls basketball games. You and I can go down to SI.
Oh, boy.
And my niece plays for St. Ignatius. She's a pretty good player. And we can go check out some of the talent. And when they play Midi, for example, they're like loaded. We'll go check it out. Anytime you want to go, let's go. On this show, I go to high school girls basketball games more than anyone.
He's just starting.
Okay, I'm for it.
Let's
coach, he just started going 2 years ago, but that's okay.
Three,
coach,
technically.
Yeah, have fun, Coach.
See you, Coach.
Talk to you later down the line.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Coach Natalie DeCasa. She's a lot of fun, man.
That was
a lot of fun. I had a smile on my face, man. She's hyped. I'm hyped. Valkyrie's going to be a thing, and this guy.